and gentlemen, welcome back, man. This is episode 58, Summer Sessions, man. You know the deal. You already know where to follow us on Twitter, man. Scott, Flows, Pavi. Damien's not here. Well, as usual, in the early week pods, kind of toss up whether or not this nigga's going to be here because of his work schedule. But he is not here. You know where to follow us at Barbershare, Scott, at Flows, and Delaney at Pavi World. You can visit PavVerbs.com right now. Keep streaming all the records, Soft Lips, Letter to My Exes. Songs by Women coming real soon. And it is, of course, when you hear this, this will not be International Women's Day, but we are recording on International Women's Day. I want to give a shout out.
Shout out all the women that inspire
and listen to this podcast, yes, and inspire us. All of y'all. Anyway. So what's going on, guys?
What's up, man? How you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good.
How niggas laughing about, bro?
I actually don't even know.
It wasn't nothing specific. He was like, to all the women that inspire us, and I just started laughing.
You gave an insincere shout out?
No. I was thinking about the women who inspired me, and I came to like one name.
My girl and my mama, nigga, that's it.
I have my mother, that's it. So that's why I laughed. Man, this is a lot about my circle.
Every woman I know is inspirational.
Every woman you know is inspirational?
Mm-hmm.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
In one way or another.
Okay.
Well, that's just a very vague and...
Yeah. What do you mean by inspire? Exactly.
They leave me with moments.
They leave?
With moments and memories.
Everyone leaves you with moments and memories.
Moments and memories. That don't mean they inspire me.
Everything is inspirational. I find inspiration in many things.
Okay. So all the dudes you're cool with, they inspire you too?
I don't really have conversations with men that much.
You're having a conversation right now.
You're having a conversation with two men right now.
But yes, no, like if y'all say something, I'm like, yeah, that's a really cool statement. It might end up in a song.
Okay.
Well, I might reflect on it.
Okay. I'll give you that.
There you go.
I'll give you that. I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. We are got a couple more weeks on my house arrest. So I'm feeling good about that. And also, we're on day 16 of Russell Wilson watch, where I have been paying attention to very, very close.
Right, when that nigga break your heart, what you going to do?
What you mean?
When that nigga break your heart by not coming here, what you going to do?
You act like, nigga, I'm a Bears fan. I'm immune to pain. The fuck does that mean? I'll be mad for 24 hours and I get the fuck over it.
That's fair.
And I'll talk myself into Alex Smith like all Bears fans do. it's the misery that comes.
He didn't retire? The nigga still
Hell playing? No, that nigga free agent. He trying to get signed.
That nigga's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, football players in general, you gotta be crazy to play that sport, bro.
Nigga's insane.
That nigga leg literally... Like, the nigga almost couldn't walk.
Who?
Alex Smith.
I know.
Like, the doctor said that they weren't sure this nigga was going to walk when they were going to be ready to get this nigga surgery.
Wasn't he about to, like, amputate his shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
He's also 36 years old, bro. Like, you had a great career. Like, let it go, G.
He got drafted out about freshman year of high school.
You had a great career. You 3-time Pro Bowler. Let it go, bro.
You know how his family feel about that?
His wife don't like that shit.
And he's about to be 37, so he's...
Yeah. You know, the thing is, the funny shit, Aaron Rodgers got drafted the same year, and people forget because he didn't play for 4 years.
Yeah. This man been in the league, since 2005. Retired. What are you doing?
I remember the
comeback player of the year, 3-time Pro Bowler, passing leader in 2017.
Had a great career, bro.
200 touchdowns, 109 interceptions, 35,000 passing yards. Leave. 15 rushing touchdowns, 2,600 rushing yards. Leave.
Great career, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
You played this year. You played this year and nobody thought you would play again. I mean, there's literally nothing else to prove, bro.
He sucked, but, you know.
He did suck. The best part, the only highlight I remember this year was Aaron Donald saying, damn, that motherfucking leg strong as shit. But yeah, to answer your question, I mean, look, nigga, I'm not used to joy. So actually, the bigger question is what I'm gonna do.
Why didn't give that nigga comeback player of the year? Just because he played?
Just because he played. That's not because of his play.
That's trash.
That's really all it is.
Did you see his leg, bro?
Yeah, you still garbage, nigga.
Also, by the way, shout out Dak for getting sacked up.
Oh, yes. Sacked up?
Whoa, brother.
Sounds kind of AO.
All right, man. The sack G, like.
What do you mean by AO, Scott? Yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, the fuck you. All right, you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway, man. Shout out to Dak. My original tweet was get paid, black man, get paid. And I forgot Dak was police. So I deleted that one. And somebody's like, the biggest winner here is the Dallas Police Department. He like paid for them to have like new squad cars and shit like that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then somebody said it's a new Dallas PD truck, and that shit was like a Lamborghini that said Dallas PD on it. First of all,
did Dak pay for that?
Yeah, like he gave them niggas money, yeah, last summer.
What the police?
Remember the Black Lives Matter thing during the summer? They said that Dak gave money to police departments, something against police brutality, some bullshit like that. Niggas like, this cop ass nigga out of here. Well, his agent
$1 million to improve police training. You realize when you give them money, they decide where it goes.
That shit went to walkie-talkies and new police cars.
And new uniforms, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give the police money.
Hell no. You're
paid for by the people. They don't need any more money. I've never donated any money to the police. Kiss my ass.
But shout out to Dak. First of all, fuck Dak. No, fuck Dak. Shout out his agent, nigga. First of all, for the agent to say, He got paid $66 million just to pick up the pen.
I know.
He's gonna make $75 million in a year.
I mean, I feel like they had to.
Oh my God. No, they did like, have to do that.
It would have really looked bad if they didn't take care of that man with the way
First of all, Jerry Jones don't give a fuck about looking bad. Jimmy Johnson's still not in the Cowboys Ring of Honor. That nigga don't give a fuck about looking bad.
Yes, but that's what but that's with a coach though. Like you still
he won you three Super Bowls. Dak ain't won you shit.
Fuck him though. You still want players to come play for your franchise. And if you would have done that, man, bogus, it might be a situation where maybe some players.
But now all players love Jerry Jones. Like I always say, Jerry Jones ain't racist. Jerry Jones is just a fucking billionaire.
He's a billionaire.
I don't think there's a racist bone in Jerry Jones' body. That nigga just saying he's green. Okay. That might be a little stretching.
We're going to go that too far.
Yeah, that might be stretching it.
Okay, our friends I know are white. I tell them all, y'all racist inside. You just don't know.
What do they say when you say that?
They laugh. Oh, bro. I'm like, bro.
They probably just freeze up. Don't know what to say.
And it's not that there's a difference between active racism and passive racism.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Passive racism is that you may have these sort of presuppositions about what black people need, what black people do. The passive racist is the Democrat. We got to save black people. We got to protect black people. You know what I mean? You know, black people out of jobs, they're hurting, they're being killed. They need this. It's like, let us white people step up for y'all. I was like, hold on now. Fight alongside with us. Don't take over and think you need to be saved. And then it's just straight up J. Edgar Hoover racism, which nigga is the worst. So, you know, Jerry Jones been around a lot of niggas, but I'm sure there's a little racist bone in his body. There's a little bit in there.
I'm saying you never really heard anybody talk bad about Jerry Jones on that side. Like, all his players love him and shit like that. So, I mean, I don't know. I just think,
by the way, is that David Stern quote real when he said, I've made more black men millionaires than anybody?
I wouldn't be shocked if he said that.
Is that like an actual quote?
I think
for the love of God, turn your mic up.
Who, me?
I told Scott. But look at Scott's hair.
He look like Jay-Z.
Jay-Z album mode, fro.
You just grow your hair, Scott. Just grow it out.
Told him, bro. That's get dreads like me.
Just grow it out, bro. One day you might be bald. Just grow it out now.
You done yet, nigga?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody Zoom and they settings. I don't know. But anyway, like I said, I do look like Jay-Z. I haven't had a hair. I'm going to tell you the last time I got a haircut. Last time I got a haircut, the Bulls, not the Bulls, but the Bears were 2-0.
Wow, nigga.
Damn, nigga.
Yeah.
You should put some product in your shit, bro.
I'm be real, though. My hair don't look that bad. If I put some product in my shit and got like a lining, I'd be straight.
Start putting product in your shit, bro.
No, I'm getting my shit
look like Red from the Five Heartbeats, nigga. Don't put
that. Grow your hair out, man.
No, my shit don't look bad. My hair does not look bad.
Embrace your natural
self, bro. When it's grown out. It really don't.
What'd you say, John?
Embrace your natural self.
That's hilarious.
And dead ass don't look bad though.
Okay then, nigga. So put some product in and keep it.
I just don't like having hair on my head. Like, this is the thing. I look older with hair on my head, but I look fatter with hair on my head too. So it's like I gotta balance that out. So that's the thing with that. But back to Dak, give a shout out to that nigga agent. I think this is just the beginning of a very crazy NFL offseason. I'm expecting a lot of move and in the next month, because after the draft, shit don't really happen after the draft. Because all them draft picks you will trade, that nobody gives a shit about 2021 because you don't know how high them picks are going to be.
Yeah. What are Russell Wilson's? I don't know. The Bears are one, and what's the other two?
Honestly, it's just the Bears and the Saints right now, because Cowboys just signed Dak, so they're off. The Raiders say they're not interested in trading for Russell Wilson because they like Derek Carr. So it's us and the Saints.
Drew say, I'm back.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Drew. Drew like, guess what? I'm back, bitch.
So can't they cut that nigga though?
They not cutting Drew Brees, bro. And just certain niggas. They already in cap hell, so they gonna have to pay the nigga anyway.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the salary cap does not exist in the NFL.
What can they give them though?
You can say the same thing about the Bears, but at least the Bears got higher picks than the Saints.
No. The Bears have players that they can give. They're not trading Alvin Kamara.
No, that's a good point.
They're not trading.
Who the hell not named Alvin Kamara on that Saints roster you want? Cam Jordan? Ain't he a free agent? I think Cam Jordan a free agent this year. Yeah.
James Winston
a free agent.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
James is a free agent. Cam Jordan is a free agent. So now you got is Alvin Kamara, and that's it.
Michael Thomas.
Alvin Kamara. I don't care about Slant Boy. Oh. No, do not care about Slant Boy.
No Buckeye disrespect, bro.
Fuck Slant Boy, dog. You want Michael Thomas, Slant Boy, or overrated Marshawn Lattimore?
Like I said, they have no capital. Exactly. In my opinion.
That, like they said, like Adam Schefter said today on Get Up, he says the Bears are, he said, if Russell Wilson does get traded, he believes it would be to the Bears. And everybody keeps asking what the Bears had to give up. He said, the Bears are going to tell them, look at our roster and tell us who do you want.
Yeah.
That's what the Bears are going to tell. He said, do you want the Sears Tower and a lifetime supply of Giordano's too? We'll give you that too. He said, Nagy and Pace know their jobs on the line. And
is there anybody that you wouldn't trade?
No.
No.
Include Mac,
nigga. He can go.
I feel you.
If that's
nobody's taking on Mac's contract though, so
yeah, exactly. Because this guaranteed money kicks in this year.
Yeah.
So he's going nowhere.
But nigga, like, I'm not trading Roquan. I'm like Roquan. Look, I will pack Roquan's bag, bro.
Pick Roquan up myself and drop that nigga off at O'Hare. Okay.
Russell Wilson is 32, takes care of his body, and he'll be behind a better offensive line than he's almost ever had.
He's not even the
best Bears offensive line. You know what I'm saying? If the Bears at full strength are even better offensive line than that, because right now you have secured Cody Whitehair, James Daniels, Sam Mustipher.
And they got rid of Bobby Massey today.
Let's give a round of applause for that. That's an interior that's fixed, and that's a fantastic interior.
He hasn't had a running back like David Montgomery since we got David
Montgomery. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he hasn't had a running back.
So if he does that,
you guys are talking yourself into this right now. It's beautiful to hear.
Oh, I mean, of course, this is all it's far-fetched.
I'm at the point where I think it's gonna happen. So I'm 100% set myself up for this.
If it happens, I promise I will cry.
I don't know what I'll do. I told you I'm gonna shake like my hands gonna go numb. Whoa, when that
you about to talk about, bro. Are you an ableist, sir?
And I was gonna say I was gonna shake like Michael J. Fox, but
yeah, are you an ableist?
No, I'm just saying, like, my hand is going, like, when I see the Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport, the Bears and the Seahawks agree, I'm going to faint. I don't really even know what the fuck I'm going to say, bro. Like,
my thing
Greg,
is
this. Greg also said right on the radio today, he said, the moment he comes cock, he's going to be a god. He ain't got to throw a fucking, do you understand, that's going to be the highest selling jersey in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, by far.
Yeah. My thing is, with the Seahawks,
it's a civil war between Russ and Pete Carroll and Seahawks management siding with Pete Carroll.
I would too. It's Pete Carroll. What you mean? I love your brother. That's Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll's one of the greatest coaches of all time, and Pete Carroll knows how to do work with the littlest talent. So you get rid of Russ, but you get back a lot of capital for Russ. You're gonna get probably 4 draft picks and an outstanding player.
If we were to give
them to Rico and Roquan Smith, our first and his first next year, maybe a second, they'll take that and then and immediately put themselves right back in contention. And they'll have a sucky year this year, and they'll immediately get themselves back in the quarterback position. That's a quick turnaround. And a team that I don't think is really going anywhere, I would take that. If
yeah, the Seahawks not going away any goddamn way.
If I could not get if I could not resolve a team situation, but a quarterback or a coach, nigga, what?
Well, this is what Adam Schefter said. He said the Bears are going to do one of three things. They're either going to sell the farm for Russ or Deshaun, or they're going to make a ridiculous trade and trade up in the draft.
Now, am I trading Roquan to trade up? No.
Oh, for trade? Hell no.
No.
The trade up is a different. It's a different thing. I'm not giving you valuable assets for niggas who might be good. No. You think I trust these niggas to develop a quarterback? No. Hell no. If I have Russ or Deshaun, I know even if Nagy does a dickhead play, they can like, fuck out of here. I'm running this.
Yeah. Now, what I would give to get in the top five, you can take all the picks in the draft. I don't know
if that's even legal. Okay, here's the question. Who would you rather have? Y'all are getting 79th house. We ain't recorded 1 in 2 months, so fuck y'all.
Okay.
What? Who would you rather have, Deshaun or Russ?
Deshaun.
I would, too, just because of Deshaun's age.
You know, he's younger. That being said, I expect Russell Wilson to play as long as Tom Brady did.
Yeah, I do too. I really think this is gonna go down. I'm setting myself up for disappointment, but I think it's gonna go down. I think tomorrow we're gonna hear the news that one or two things happen. Allen Robinson, 9 times out of 10, is gonna get the franchise tag, or they're gonna
big tag coming,
or they're gonna come to an agreement on a long term deal. But I think that tag coming, and he's gonna be mad to the Bears get a quarterback, and then it's gonna be on. Oh, Ian Rapoport says that Allen Robinson has been at Russell Wilson's house. Like, yeah, you shut the fuck up quick, didn't you? But, yeah, I think it's going to be a crazy-ass offseason. I think it's going to be a lot of surprising cuts. If there's one thing that Ryan Pace bitch-ass know how to do, he know how to restructure the cap. Mm-hmm. That is one thing that nigga is good for. They said they already cut Bobby Massey. They said they're going to restructure Eddie Jackson's deal because that nigga's deal needs to be restructured. ASAP.
Gee, every Bears
game. Give us some of that money back, bro. What you doing?
Every Bears game I saw, he was getting cooked at least once. It was a lot of times when he was getting fucked up. I'm like, Scott, this nigga, you said the best safety in the league? It don't look like it, nigga.
Hey, he had a bad year. Yeah, he had 2 all pro seasons before this one.
Yeah.
Everybody has bad years. But I think that's because the scheme.
Wasn't he a Pro Bowl alternate, though?
Nigga, he was missing tackles. No, he was
Pro Bowl starter, nigga.
This year?
The last 2 years, not this year. He ain't make shit this year.
Was he a Pro Bowl alternate this year?
No, he didn't make the Pro Bowl this year. Nigga's nowhere close to making a Pro Bowl.
Nigga, he was missing tackles.
Yeah, that we always miss.
Well, tackles. He ain't never been a good tackler.
Yeah, he ain't never been a good tackler.
What is he, a strong safety or free safety?
Yeah, free safety. Free safeties don't tackle, nigga.
Okay, all right. Okay.
That's what your strong safety is there for.
Oh, trust me. Go. I played free safety. I know. Couldn't tackle shit.
Look at this nigga. You think your Luther South High School experience means anything?
No, I'm just saying.
How do niggas make the football in Luther South? Show up.
Welcome to the first day of football. Basically. It's 2 days. You all made it. Thank you.
Nah. Basically,
here's the opening day roster. It's 11 of you all. All right, this is it.
Nah, literally, you basically showed up and like you just lasted because you had to play both offense and defense.
I hope y'all start to realize what Tom Brady's about to do next. This nigga's restructuring his contract so he can make less money so niggas can sign more motherfuckers. This nigga's not low. I see what he's trying to do. He's trying to go for 10. I know what this nigga's trying to do. Tom Brady. He's trying to lower his contract to make his team super teamish so that nigga can keep winning championships.
I feel him. Shit. How much you want to win, nigga?
That nigga's like, oh, okay. And then it already started that Max Kellerman was like, Stephen A., Tom Brady can't win his eighth. I was like, how many times are we going to do this?
How many times do we have to go through this?
How many times are you tired? Like, this nigga said 5 years ago that he's falling off a cliff. This nigga Tom Brady has had a Hall of Fame career just off the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what? Stop it. You're embarrassing yourself at this point. And you're just embarrassing, like, dog, right? But I think it'll be a fun offseason. Shout out to Dak's agent because I'm not honoring cops on this podcast. And Deshaun Watson, hold your head. We coming for you. If we can't get Russ, we coming for you.
Speaking of Chicago sports, we got to shout out the Bulls' marketing plan behind Zach LaVine.
For everybody who thinks that Zach LaVine is getting traded.
He's going nowhere, my nigga.
Nowhere.
They have green-lighted. I nigga, like, gee, the marketing budget on Zach LaVine got to be $10 million. Literally, gee, they have green-lit that nigga. ain't seen no player marketed like this damn near. Was D Rose even marketed like this by the Bulls? No.
He didn't need to. He marketed himself.
That's true, but social media wasn't booming like it is now, though. Like, yeah. When D Rose got drafted, it was 08.
That's fair.
When he won the MVP, it was 2011. That's when it just started bubbling.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, it ain't been no.
Actually, shit Mike like sucks. Huh? It's not. I don't think it's a computer setting. Your mic volume goes like this. How much you pay for that mic?
Y'all, you not fair. We not talking about that.
How much you pay for the mic?
I'm not answering that question.
How much you pay?
I'm not answering that question.
Jonathan, how much you pay for your mic?
My shit a little, I don't know, it's like 150 probably.
Same. I pay 150 for my mic. What brand you got?
I'm not answering that question.
I'm talking to Jonathan.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got an Audio Technica.
Yeah, I have a blue microphone.
Yeah, but see, mine is not a USB mic. I got like this. Like this.
No, mine is an XLR mic. Yeah, XLR.
Yeah, same shit. Same shit. Mm-hmm. XLR mic.
XLR
too.
Nah,
I know that nigga got a fat kid deals mic, bro.
Nah, this is what happened. So I bought the set right with the mic.
Now I hear you.
No, it's because I keep adjusting the Zoom mic.
What is it? Is it going down?
I don't. It's the Zoom. The Zoom shit keeps. It was literally all the way high.
Is that a USB mic?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get you an XLR, bro.
Well, he doesn't even understand. I had a cheap blue microphone, like $50 in the last
year. That's what I'm saying. It's not the mic.
And it lasted me 5 years. But remember, blue makes solid podcast microphones that are USB.
But you know, look on, you know, when you go on the microphone settings on Zoom, it was at high. And even just a second ago, it just went down lower. I'm looking at it right now.
So I'm going to go to preferences. I'm going to audio, mic level.
Yeah, you gotta take that shit off, probably.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Click off that says automatically adjust microphone volume. Click that off.
Okay, hold on.
We doing this live. I ain't taking none of this out.
Okay, I just did that.
Yeah, that's why it's doing it, because yours is automatically adjusting. I'm gonna turn mine off too.
Okay. You said, yeah. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
We'll do it live. Yeah, now I'm be super loud. But that's what that makes sense. I'm like, why does it keep going?
I was like, it's not my mic, because I've had a mic that costs like $30 and I was fine. So yeah, that's a mic.
It's probably because you laugh now. You like,
I do laugh.
And then Zoom was like enough.
But yeah, nah, it's exactly the thing. They got
And niggas like, why would you play Zach the Max? Why not play Zach the Max?
Zach is worth the max.
You know how much money fucking Otto Porter's getting paid, nigga? Zach to sit on the fucking bench.
I have an argument. Zach LaVine's been the best shooting guard in the NBA this season.
I agree.
That's not a Kyrie Irving. That's even debatable. And that's
I think he's the best guard.
Zach is only 25?
He's only 25, bro.
Yeah. And that's very debatable.
He got drafted when he was 18.
Jesus.
He's the best guard in the East who doesn't play for Brooklyn.
No, not the East. I want to say the NBA.
Who's in the
outside
West?
Of Kyrie Irving. Outside of Kyrie Irving. Shooting guard, because technically Kyrie's
Zach,
shooting
Zach or Devin Booker?
Zach, fuck Devin Booker. I'm saying that shit 2 years ago.
Yeah, I did it too. So I
remember Devin Booker never panned out. No, he's young
Can ask
Devin Booker panned out.
Thought he would though. I thought this nigga would be the greatest nigga alive, bro.
Pat, remember? Are you talking when he had that 70 against Boston and lost?
Yeah, I mean he's a 2-time All Star, so it's not like he's not been good.
Yeah, but this one he only made it because niggas got hurt, and then he didn't even get to play the game because he got hurt.
I'm crying. I typed in Devin Booker on Google and said, "Is Devin Booker Mexican?"
No, Pat, remember we had your release party at Pillars. Before you showed up, I told Mike, Dan, and everybody in that store, I was like, Zach LaVine is what people think Devin Booker is. And niggas want to slaughter
nigga, me. I remember when fucking they traded for the nigga. You was mad. I'm like, no, G, this is
true. Jonathan did do that.
He did, but he said as soon as it happened, because we was at a draft party when it happened.
Man, Zach is averaging 28-5-5.
He's almost 50-40-90.
Because I used to watch Minnesota game because
I believe you.
And the only reason that they trade they were then gonna trade. Basically, they picked Wiggins number one, and they picked Zach LaVine, I think 14th, and they were trying to play both of them at the guard spot, and Zach was low key averaging 18 at the same time, and Wiggins was averaging 18, but then Zach tore his ACL. And then Wiggins ended up averaging 22, and they were like, "All right, well, fuck it, we're just gonna keep him and trade him."
I think the crazy thing about Zach Taylor, they said the nigga just started to jump higher.
Right, exactly.
Because he didn't fully tear it. He just like partially tore it.
But I wonder if that taught him to slow down his game a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Derrick Rose's game is the best it's been, but he does not have.
Are you talking about right now? Oh, yeah. For sure. He's way
He doesn't have the youth that he had before. If he had the patience that he has now, the basketball IQ, with his youth and non-injuries, I think he would have eventually found himself as a Hall of Famer, but he ain't getting that now.
Nah, he might be still.
I don't know.
There's no MVP, but yeah. No,
he's three-time All-Star.
But there's no MVPs that's not in the Hall of Fame, G.
He ain't make it, bro.
He might be the first.
He gonna get in. So it'll probably be like on like fucking fourth try, but I think he'll get in.
It'll be on a weak class.
Yeah, and also his like career stats, as long as he plays a little bit longer, won't be that bad.
He'll I think if he can make one more All-Star team, it'll solidify.
Okay, that shit dead. But like how many how many points does he have right now? Let me look.
He averaged like 16 points a game or some shit.
No, but I mean like career points.
Oh, okay.
He has for his career, he has 11,000 points, 3,000 assists, 2,000 rebounds.
Okay.
If he could get to 13,000, maybe. And he is one-time All NBA, one-time MVP, three-time All-Star, All-Rookie, Rookie of the Year. I think it's hard to keep the MVP. I think it's hard to keep the MVP out though.
I hope he gets in. I would love nothing more to have a GD in the Hall of Fame. I think that's very important. I just don't think it's gonna happen. I'm rooting for it to happen, but
I mean, Kareem is 18-5.
Nah, he ain't getting in, bro.
I don't think he's getting in.
If he'd had five All Stars, I'd have said, okay, you're on the cusp.
Yeah, if he had four, I think he just need like one more to solidify that.
I just want him to ball out next year and just get enough. You know what I mean?
Never gets into the All-Star game, bro.
Yeah, it's so dead. The NBA is so guard heavy now.
It's so dead.
I just can't see that happening.
LaMelo gonna be in a spot. Trey ain't even make it this year, and Trey started last year.
Yeah, Trey started last year. Zach's not going anywhere.
And he in the E. So Harden's still gonna be there.
I didn't realize Penny Hardaway only made four All-Star teams.
Nigga, you know how quiet it was for the guard spot, nigga, when Mike was playing? That's why Reggie Miller ain't got that many.
But no, Penny made it every year he was healthy. It's just when he stopped being healthy, he stopped making it.
When he got, oh yeah, he did. Yeah, he got hurt.
I think his last one was 98. The 98 All-Star game was the last one he played in, the 98 one. Because the 97-98 season, that was the year after Shaq left. And then after that, he was cooked.
But this is why I was mad to Trey. I was mad to Trey because he was coming off ACL. I didn't know what he was going to be. And you know, as a Bulls fan, you hit ACL. And our doctors, nigga, I was like,
nigga, I was worried. Nigga, you know when he tore his ACL, he played the next game.
Yeah, I know, but I just
tore his ACL, worried. And then he played a game, and then they took him out, and I was like, ah, yeah, you partially tore your ACL, you out for the season. I told
his
niggas
ACL was cooked, Bucko.
There's two things that annoys me about national people who don't watch the Bulls every day. And of course, I'm not expecting anybody to watch the Bulls every day. If I wasn't a Bulls fan, I wouldn't watch these niggas every day. But there's two things that annoy me. One, stop talking about the free Zach shit. That shit annoys the hell out of me. Like. We are who's the worst team in the league? We're not Minnesota, okay? Leave me the fuck alone. Like, that's number one. Number two, it's just like what, and on the other criticism, my head is, oh, you can't win a championship with Zach's your number one. Nigga, we don't know. You legit, I'm not saying you're wrong.
First of
we
all,
don't know.
That don't even matter, nigga. Let's get to the playoffs.
Right.
Fuck winning the championship right now, bro. Can niggas get to the playoffs?
And that's my other Chicago and sports fans have an obsession with rebuilding that is a sickness.
And Zach is the only, like, when you look, literally, I've never said anything bad about Zach. I love Zach. The rest of them niggas is not it.
You just a son of Boylan.
No, it's just the rest of them niggas ain't it. And Zach wasn't doing this shit last year. He got way better.
Yeah, he got way better. Also because he hated his fucking coach.
Yeah, but nigga, it's even his, like, shooting percentages.
His game got better, but I'm saying he hates it. He hated his fucking coach. So that changes a lot in your game. All them niggas hated that nigga. I've never seen a coach get fired and players celebrate on social media. Larry Markkinen literally put on Instagram time to get back to work.
And Larry Markkinen ain't get back to no work.
Like, nigga, you need to get to stay healthy. Fuck are you talking about?
Larry is trash. I don't fuck with that nigga.
I don't fuck with Larry either. You were right about Larry.
Thank you. 7 foot JJ Redick.
I don't fuck with him.
I don't fuck with Larry. Like, I'll be there's only two niggas on this roster. I think it's going to be a 75-80% roster overhaul next year. I think a great majority of these niggas is not going to be here next year.
I like Pat. I like Kobe off the bench.
I think Pat and Zach are the only niggas who are guaranteed. Now, see, I don't even say Pat's guaranteed. If that's a superstar who you can trade, Pat gone. Like, if let's just say the Timberwolves like, we'll get you Cat. We want Patrick Williams. I'll pack that nigga bags. Bye.
I'm gonna keep it G with you, G.
Okay, get your Cat take off. I wanna hear this.
He's good. He's a star.
You don't think he can be superstar level?
No.
So it's just because of his play or because of the organization, though? Because the Timberwolves are NBA hell.
I think it's his play style, though, also. Like, he's not old school. How does he dominate a game?
He was dominating Wendell Carter, nigga.
A lot of people have dominated Wendell Carter.
This thing, Wendell Carter. Wendell Carter's not a bad player. He's just short. Like, he's 6'6". Like, when Jokic was putting this nigga in a body bag last week, it wasn't because of lack of effort. That nigga was trying. It's just you can't do nothing with this big-ass nigga because you too little. Jokic wasn't even making a sweat posting this nigga up, dog. And Daniel Gafford, I text Mike the other day because, you know, Gafford be wearing pillows like every. I'm like, this nigga's bad for the brand.
You gotta get that nigga out that pillows, nigga.
I'm like, this nigga's bad for the brand.
Take that nigga's shirts off, you.
This nigga is losing. This nigga lost his minutes to Luke Kornet. Get this nigga off the Instagram now. But I was just like, man, it's just. So I'm with you. A lot of these niggas on this roster is trash. My whole thing was Borland was a bad coach. And even when the Bulls lose, I don't think it's for a lack of effort. Last year, we was getting our ass kicked. There was time we were getting our, like, Billy Donovan already has a longer win streak than this nigga had in combined years.
Also, he got a better team, though.
Does he really have that big of a team?
Yes.
Larry Markkanen has still not really played this season like he has in last year.
Larry Markkanen don't need to play ever. He don't need to be there. That's a good thing.
Otto ain't playing.
He don't need to be there. You got Pat, and also you got Garrett Temple, who low-key has been hella decent.
Garrett Temple was a good pickup. Garrett Temple was Thad Young. But see, you know what? Thad Young was here last year.
He got Thad Young playing better. But see,
Boylan used that nigga wrong.
He got Thad Young playing better, but also, hold on, wait. Think about Thad Young. If Thad Young to be used like that for his whole career, it's just
he's having Thad be a spot-up shooter, G. Thad wasn't like that in Indiana and in Minnesota.
Yeah, but they had Thad playing like, I think power forward in Indiana. He's playing like small ball center now.
Yeah, it's just, look, man, I'm with you. And we got a bet, by the way. Me and Pav have a double bet. If the Bulls finish with a higher record, he just owes me one bottle. If they have a higher record and a higher winning percentage than last year, because it was a 7-game dip, which I don't think matters that much, but I want him to agree to the deal, so I accepted it. I get two bottles. Now, the Bulls have a very tough schedule this second half, so it is not a guarantee, which makes this bet interesting.
The win percentage I had to install, because they might get more wins, but also it's like a longer season. But win percentage.
You really think this team would have made the bubble last year? I don't think they would have made the bubble.
Gee, they was one game away from being the Wizards. That don't mean they was getting in. Gee, no. When I say the bubble, I don't mean the playoffs. I mean, they would have went to play. Because they took the top 9 teams.
Oh, so you meant that. Okay, but they wouldn't have made the play-in game.
I mean, yeah, but the only reason the Wizards, like, and also with the way
they shouldn't have went.
They shouldn't have went, but they did go. And it's like shit you never know. With niggas not having to go nowhere, Zach could have got crazy hot. See what the fucking Suns did?
Nah.
When Devin Booker was looking like goddamn Kobe for 8 games.
Suns had a better roster last year than we have now. All right. This team is trash outside of Zach, like, for the moment. And Kobe's cool when Kobe don't have to think. If Kobe's job is just to shoot, he's
Kobe
good.
Kobe should be a sixth man.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just because we ain't got no point guard, nigga. I'm telling you, we get any type of point guard, and I think they're gonna go after Lonzo because I just don't see New Orleans.
Yeah, no, that shit dead, bro. Look, New Orleans is re-signing Lonzo.
I don't think New Orleans.
Have you seen how Lonzo been?
Yeah, but I don't think they're gonna pay that nigga.
Shit,
bro. All
right.
And the Bulls got enough money to hit that nigga with a poison pill.
I mean, I think the Bulls could offer the nigga like, what, 80, 90 million?
Yeah, they can offer that nigga a nice piece of change. So yeah, but somebody, they'll be able to get some type of point guard next year.
Kyle Lowry, Dragic.
Kyle Lowry is going to a contender, nigga. That nigga's getting traded to either Miami, Philly, or Clippers.
Yeah, but he got 1 year left on his deal, though.
Signing old-ass Kyle Lowry. He old.
Why not?
He old.
Sign Kyle Lowry. Culture building.
I can't see Kyle Lowry going to a team like the Bulls. I think even next year, he's going to try to go to a contender. I don't think he's going to spend his last years in the league playing for losing niggas. He's not Chris Paul.
He already got his ring.
Chris Paul don't have a choice because Chris Paul got that big-ass fucking contract.
I mean, yeah, but he got his ring. You can play. You can start. You can. And also, I don't know what his life after basketball, what he wants to do. Like, if a nigga want to be a coach or something, yeah, hell yeah. I'll slide there. Overpay me. I go to fucking Chicago.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to overpay fucking Kyle Lowry his age. Yeah, I do agree with you now. Kyle Lowry is going to Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. Kyle
Lowry shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, but he's going.
Yes, he should, bro. Yes, he should.
By basketball standards, yes. But I think basketball needs to be more strict with their standards to get in.
Yeah.
Like Al Horford has a real good chance of getting in. I feel like that's disrespectful to Hall of Al Horford.
The only reason why, though, is because of his college career.
Because of his college career, bro.
His college career was hard, though.
His pro career wasn't.
It was good.
It was solid. It's not Hall of Fame.
It was good. No, but it was good.
You don't have any Al Horford moments from his pro career.
No.
You can name moments of his in his college career with the Gators. Because Gators had a nice little whip. You can't name any of his pro.
I mean, he
moments,
was the best player on that Hawks team that went to the conference finals.
The Hawks team that nobody respected.
He was
the best Hawks player team that had finals. LeBron singing, "Baby, won't you come my way?" in game two. In game two. These are teams that when the Bulls and the Bulls are cat, I'm like, we just beat these niggas. We're going to the finals. I mean, wasn't nobody scared of Atlanta?
Nah, I remember saying, I still think if Bron didn't make that shot dead ass, the Bulls might have won a ring that year. I'm dead the fuck serious.
We'd have been a matchup problem for the Warriors.
I think they could have beat the niggas.
I'm going to stick to my delusion that we'd have beat the Warriors.
I think they could have beat the niggas. Jimmy and Clay, gimme Jimmy at that point in time. D-Rose and Steph. Now, granted, even though D-Rose not going to stop Steph, Steph not going to stop D-Rose.
That was MVP Steph, too, that year, too.
Steph not going to stop D-Rose. And who was at the three? Luau was still there?
Luau was still there. Powell was there. Joakim was
there. Noah. Come on, G. They winning.
That's all just like, I remember that LeBron shot. I was so mad. I literally laughed at the TV. There was nothing I could do. I laughed. I watched KTLA for like an hour because I just couldn't.
I remember niggas photoshopped the Denzel meme on a LeBron shot. If you remember that,
on a LeBron shot.
Remember Denzel was at the court side of the game. Also,
that old school with the mustache. Yeah. Yeah.
niggas photoshopped LeBron face. I mean, the Denzel face on LeBron for some odd reason. It had me crying, but
that was like a low key. Like that to me was like the last. Once we lost that game, the Bulls went to like officially closed. Like right there. And game six still pissed me off because them niggas quit.
Deli was giving the niggas work.
Deli was giving D Rose and Jimmy Butler work. he dropped like 28 G at home.
Gee, the nigga hit D Rose with some crazy ass spin move. I'm like, gee, what the fuck is this?
Not bro? LeBron, not Kyrie, Matthew Dellavedova, bro. Was giving this nigga work, gee.
Was it Kyrie like, hurt?
Now, Kyrie got hurt in the finals, remember?
Yeah.
That first finals game was so fucking good, and Kyrie broke his fucking kneecap.
I was so angry. I remember being at Hooters.
You said Derrick
and I was at Hooters with Derrick and Kendall.
That was when you were going to Chicago every 2 months because you were fucking homesick and shit. This nigga ain't like L.A. till he became a promoter.
Yeah.
I think like the first, when did you become like a promoter? Like 2016, 2017?
No, I just started going out. I know. So I started liking L.A. when we got back from New York and I started going out all the time.
So I was 2016.
I didn't start promoting until 2017.
17, yeah. That's because this nigga used to go home like every 2 months, bro. I'd be there for like 2 weeks.
No, I know. I'd be long. I used to be there for like 2 months. 2 months, 3 months.
You weren't never that long, bro.
Yes, I was.
You was
bro.
Never there no 3 months.
Yes,
bro.
I was. No, you bro. Right, I spent, yes, I was. G, I spent the entire
three
summer.
3 months straight?
Yes, nigga. I spent don't the entire. That. G, I spent from at least March to when the fucking finals happened.
I don't remember that, dog.
In Chicago. I was spending hella time in
Chicago. Yeah, but you weren't spending 3 months straight, G. You was like 3 weeks, come back for two weeks.
It was like 3 months,
that,
G.
Bro.
It was like 3 months, bro. I would be in the crib. At the crib.
That's hilarious. I'll tell you where, but I don't remember all that, but I'll take your word for it. But yeah. That shit was funny. This nigga was legit homesick. He was like, what did you like about LA? Why would you constantly go back home?
It's just weird.
Okay. What was weird about
I'm not a nigga who had moved around before.
Okay, that's true.
I lived in one place my whole life. So I'm like, this shit is just fucking nigga. I don't know where to get my hair.
So what clicked in your head? Oh, I'm this place is
nothing. It was just like you go to Chicago and you just do like the same dumb shit. And it's like,
LA got the same dumb shit though.
Yeah, but no. And even like the type of dumb shit I get into in LA is different.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, but like, nah, let me go out here. try something different and try to see if I could just enjoy it and find like what I like to do. That's the thing about LA. It's like you gotta find what you like. There's so much to do.
You gotta find your pocket.
Yeah, but you gotta find like what you like to do and where you fit in at.
And niggas outgrew what they like to do in Chicago.
Yeah.
I just don't like, even when I go home, I'm like, nigga, I don't know what's cracking, nigga. Like, shit.
Tell me what you want, G. I don't know, nigga. You tell me.
Or when people come to LA and they want me to be their tour guide, like, nigga, I don't know what you like.
Not even that. I just live here, bro.
I don't want to do all the tour shit. I don't want to go to Hollywood Boulevard. I don't want to go to Venice Beach. I don't want to go to Hollywood Hookah. I don't want to go to a party in the hills Grammy weekend. Well, there's a whole bunch of lame niggas at that party and bitches who trying to come up. Ain't nobody trying to deal with that shit no more.
Bro. I don't want
to
go to Runyon Canyon. If I
don't
want
to hike,
enough. You went from basketball to LA talk. Enough.
Welcome to Summer Sessions. Enough. Are you new to this podcast?
Enough.
So what do you want to talk about? So actually, let's talk about All Star Weekend.
Unless
you got something else, nigga.
I have nothing to talk about regarding basketball. Move on. Let's talk about football like men. Be a man. <It's> like, if your dog's taking a shit, take one with him. Be a man.
He said, if your wife wants counseling, agree to go and don't show up. Be a man.
Don't talk about your issues with your wife. Get a divorce.
Be a man.
Where did this come from?
It's this old Boston nigga on TikTok. And he just got different TikTok for me. And he said, when you go to the store and you can't find what you want, leave. Be a man. He said, don't ask for help. Leave. Be a man.
Don't ask for help. Home Depot, leave. Be a man.
He said, if the sun in your eyes, keep staring into the sun until you crash. He said,
don't go to college. Work on the steel mill until you die. Be a man. I think the funniest one, you like the cameo where you can get shout outs on Cameo.
Yeah.
He deals something to some dude named John. He's like, hey, John, I heard you like golf and hate cats. Well, I hate golf and I hate cats and I fucking hate you. Be a man. It's such a simple concept that be having me crying.
And the dudes in the background laughing, making funniest.
Because what I found out is that they just tell him to go.
Like, he just be freestyling?
I said, just go. Just name anything. And he just starts riffing.
I gotta watch. This is random.
But he's from Boston, so be a man.
He said, never wear a jersey with a grown man's name on your back. Be a man. He turned around and he got a Garoppolo jersey on. That shit funny. I'm looking on Sports and I realize I gotta watch my WNBA tweets now because I got WNBA writers following me.
You do?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I was looking, it's like somebody followed me today and her bio said beat reporter for the Sky. I was like, damn.
WNBA, man, they got Candace Park over there, man.
I don't give a shit,
cut
man.
It on, man. Cut it on, man.
Candace Park, man, was cooking Shaq. That was hilarious.
He go to thing about though. Gee, I feel where Shaq coming from on that. It's
no,
like,
I don't. That's today's NBA.
You can't do that. You can't man up on
you're going to get NBA cooked if you do that.
But it's like, niggas be getting cooked on switches.
Yeah, but at least they trying.
They really not, though, G.
In order for man to work, it has to be straight man the entire way. And, nigga, you're going to have to deal with it's that's tough. That's tough to do.
Too many niggas shoot nowadays for that to be effective.
Niggas know how to create space.
That part is true. And
your big men help space the field, space the court now.
That part is true. But also, they be just letting niggas cycle through matchups and get the weakest defender. That's weak as hell, bro. Even like at the end of games, Luka fucking cycled through three niggas to Reggie Jackson guard him. Like, nigga, you don't have to switch, G. You don't have to give up that switch.
Yeah, let Shaq guard one of these new age bigs. He getting
cooked.
Yeah, I mean, Shaq was
getting cooking them too, though.
Yeah, of course. They had no answer for that nigga either, but... Zion leading the league in point
points. If you had a prime Shaq playing right now, I think it would be hard. I mean, I think he'd score more than he did back in the day. Simply because a lot of people who are centers are not his size or anywhere near as physical, as tough as he was. I mean,
he's going to have a problem on defense, though.
Exactly.
Of course he has a problem on defense.
In the games, you might have to take that nigga out. Because you're going to be getting cooked.
Because they're going to be trying to iso that man.
Jokic's going to be taking that nigga behind the three. You're going to take that nigga.
I mean, but Shaq wasn't a bad one-on-one defender. I'm talking
about. Yeah, but niggas wasn't shooting like that back in the day.
I'm talking about Orlando Magic when Shaq was moving. Shaq could defend someone mid-range. Shaq,
yeah, but his lateral. His
lateral movement was very good. He's just not defending nobody.
He can't stick with guards, bro.
I'm not talking about. I'm talking about if Shaq was, well, whatever the switches are. If Shaq was literally playing someone who is a center or a power forward, I think he could guard them fine.
Yeah, but the issue is they switch everything.
Vertical. He's enormous.
Yeah, but the issue is they switch everything, though.
Jokic, bring him out to the top of the key. Hand down, man down. It's going to be problems.
I disagree.
It's going to be problems. He's not G Shaq.
He's just going to shoot. They're not going to drive on Shaq. They're just going to have to shoot.
He can. They can shoot. That's the thing.
Sure, they'll shoot, but they're
Jokic with YMCA that nigga.
I think the issue is somehow you think they're going to get past Shaq. They're not. They'll create some space and I have a jumper, but that's it. Shaq is going to go in the hole them 9 times out of 10 and consistently get a bucket. And the moment you try to double him or go back to Shaq, he's going to kick it out. Kick it out. Kick it out. Someone like I cannot wait to find someone like Shaq again. You know, someone who is that size.
Giannis is the closest you get to Shaq.
I know, but someone who could lift as much as he lifted and was like, how big was Shaq? 300 pounds or something? Something ridiculous.
713.
But we were saying on our clubhouse call the other day, like, it's funny that Shaq was actually underachiever. And I know that sounds wild as hell.
No, it don't.
But he was. Like, that's what made Kobe so fucking mad. Like, Stephen A, like, Kobe hated this nigga because he come to practice with 3 Big Macs and wouldn't practice. Like, oh, Kobe's going to give me 40. And that'll piss Kobe off. See, I'm sitting there working out. Like they said, them niggas won the first championship and all the Lakers with the Century Club. This nigga Kobe went back to the gym. Madman.
He was also like 19 cooking in the club too. But
who the fuck gonna tell Kobe he can't come to Century Club in 2000?
You are 1,000% correct.
Ain't nobody. Oh, Kobe can't get in.
Even the police are not gonna. They were like, hey man, we got an 18-year-old here. Who they got? That's Kobe? I ain't arresting him.
So you raise a great point.
Yeah, actually, he was 21 in 2000. 2000, yeah, when they won 2000. He was 21. His birthday in January. Was it January or February or some shit like that?
That's his birthday.
That's birthday. Is it? Hold on.
Ain't it August?
I think it's August. Hold on. I should know this.
Cool. The Cobes fan you are.
Yeah, I know. It's August. It's August 23rd. So he's born in 78. So he was 20 in 1998. Yeah, he was 21. He turned 21 in August 99. He could have got in.
He was 23 when he won his first ring. He was that old? Yeah, he was. Tripping. No, he won in 99, 2000. That's just so fucking long ago. God damn. It
took 20 years. 20 years since Sixers, AI took the Sixers to the finals in June this year.
Jesus.
This year is the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
That is crazy.
The 20th anniversary of the blueprint is this year.
That is crazy. Like, I remember what I was doing, bro.
9/11 was crazy. Niggas was jumping off the freaking building. You know, bro.
I don't think we talk about any historical event more than we talk about 9/11.
Because we were there, bro. We were there.
And because it's hilarious. Come on, we're not going to act like it's not hilarious.
Come on, man.
I be crying laughing at 9/11 jokes. Niggas heated Pete Davidson's dad for dying 9/11. I was like,
on Saturday Night Live, didn't
it? I was like, no. It was they were roasting him. It was a roast of somebody. He's like, yeah, I wouldn't talk about your dad, but your dad's dead. I'm like, oh my God.
They need to bring back roast, man. Jeff Ross, the roast king, bro. When that nigga said Flavor Flav is responsible for more broken homes than Hurricane Katrina,
that was
I was fucking dying.
I don't think they could do race. I mean, roast.
Yeah,
in this climate.
Yeah, Jeff Ross is an ignorant motherfucker. He's like, what do you say? Is who was he talking about? Was he talking about R. Kelly? Who was he talking about at Emmett Smith's roast? Is he here? Fuck him.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was R. Kelly.
I just remember when I saw a nigga, you know, freaking Playboy Cardi's. What the album when he's jumping off the stage diving?
Oh, Dalit.
And niggas photoshopped him on 9/11 jumping off the building.
Nigga, I've never seen that Photoshop before.
I was like, oh my God, I said enough.
I've never seen that Photoshop.
Nah, that was a video that niggas be using when people actually jumping out the building.
I gotta be honest, bro. If the towers were coming down, I'm not jumping.
I'm not jumping. I'm just gonna set my fate.
No,
I don't know what I'm gonna do, G.
I'm gonna take some shattered glass and I'm gonna slit my wrist and die. Ain't no way I'm jumping off of a building.
And then you're gonna bleed to death.
That's cool. I go quickly though. I'll go.
Would you really?
I mean, you go. I mean, you gonna go quick if you jump too?
Yeah, man. You actually go quick.
You're not surviving.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're gonna have a long time to think about it though.
Okay, but now you're gonna hit the ground while you're out of blood.
What'd you say?
Now you're gonna hit the ground while you're out of blood.
I'm a freaking cut my wrist and just stay up.
But don't you like, but don't you, if you do that, don't you die from shock though? Like, I don't think you finna hit the ground and like feel that shit, bro.
I have no clue, bro. That just looks hella painful. And I've seen somebody gonna say, like, you're not surviving from the towers, but
yeah, they're gonna do like an Iron Man 3. When niggas hopped out that plane and niggas had to grab all of them, they gonna do that to your ass.
That's one that I would not want to die that way. Not jumping off of a building.
Yeah, I still can't. That shit happened. I seen it when it was happening. And when I was what, 13? I think I was 13.
I was 13.
I was like, I literally looked at the TV and I was like, oh, the Empire State Building's on fire. And I walked to school. And then when we got to school, they was like, all right, we sending you little niggas home. Like, nigga was there for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck happened?
I thought this one hit the Sears Tower next. Bro, imagine if they would have hit the White House and the Pentagon. Niggas would
No. Remember, the plane that was going for the White House blew up with some shit.
Yeah, it was in
Pennsylvania. They crashed it.
First of all, the niggas would have never entered White House airspace, which is hilarious.
Yeah, they would have shot that
They would have cooked
down.
All them niggas.
They would have shot that shit clean down.
They would have cooked all them niggas on that plane.
Yo, did you finish the HBO series?
What?
Of each decade.
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
It was very good. So fantastic.
What did it start at?
It starts with the 60s, which is the wildest decade in American history.
Niggas was going crazy in the 60s, bro.
60s was wild. 70s niggas was just getting high. The 80s was wild.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad I was born in the 80s at the end when that shit was over.
Yeah,
if I'm a terrorist attack, bro, just blow. If niggas say we're gonna crash into a plane, I'm like, you know what, bro? Let's not do that. Just blow me up.
Bin Laden warned them niggas like three, four. He told you I'm coming.
He's dropping mixtape after.
I'm telling y'all niggas, I'm coming.
Niggas ain't believe that nigga.
And on top of that, January 2001, didn't that nigga set a bomb off of LAX or some shit like that?
No, but wasn't he the nigga who tried to blow that shit up in 93? Wasn't that him too?
Yeah, he had something to do with that. When they blew up the bottom, the first floor of world. That's when Biggie was like, blow up like the World Trade. World Trade. At first, I was like, what the fuck
some
is he talking
said,
about?
Oh, man, Biggie predicted this. I'm like, nigga, the World Trade blew up.
The World Trade blew up in 93, nigga. Actually, we think about every, as an adult, what I think about it, when you're a kid, you don't think about how wild the world is. But the U.S. has always been wild. I think over the last 4 years, people act like we've been in the wildest period because of Trump. Trump was just bold with it. America's always been this way.
Trump just had the internet and didn't mind using it.
Trump, and then niggas like, Trump basically showed you that presidents can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, that's so much. Like Biden being a pussy right now, because bro, you see,
the Democrats in general are pussy.
Nigga, I had no idea that you could do some of this shit.
That you could do half the shit that Trump was doing.
Or it's like, at least if you can try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This nigga, like, granted, did he do everything he wanted to do? No, he didn't. But he would try to do a whole lot of shit, though.
I mean, but look at that. He elected what, 2 Supreme Court justices, changed half of the freaking judges across the nation just for him. And then, I mean, shoot, he was about to stage a coup within the entire United States. That nigga was crazy.
It's true.
I'm telling niggas right now, do not be shocked if this nigga wins again in 2024.
Nah, he's not winning against 2024.
What makes you so confident?
Is it because he's tarnished his image with national voters?
The younger people.
You know what I'm saying? Now, in terms of local elections, I think the Republicans will probably get the Senate back.
Probably. Them niggas getting the Senate back.
But that's still a maybe, simply because a lot of people are retiring, so it's a lot of newcomers. And then people like, whatchamacallit, Reverend Warnock and Ossoff, their positions are going to be cemented. So maybe not. There's no real vulnerable Democratic seats, but there's vulnerable in the Senate. There's vulnerable Senate in the House, and there's vulnerable Republican Senate seats. So it's not a guarantee, but oh man, freaking Republicans, period. Man, niggas is just, I do not understand how conservatives hold the views that they do. This country is hilarious. But I think it's even more hilarious is that a lot this liberals or progressives think that these niggas are just gonna go away. I'm like, that's not how this works.
But why are the Democrats so pussy? They keep talking about bipartisan this, bipartisan that. These niggas don't want to deal with you, bro. Fuck them. Like, even the stimulus bill, every Republican member of the Senate voted against it. I think Kamala was the one that got the overturn with it.
Yeah, shit.
So it's like, These niggas are on purpose saying fuck y'all. So why are you trying to work with these niggas?
Because
that's what I don't understand.
Republicans are giving them the title of radical, so they want to attract more Republican voters. That's the thing. Moderate voters can go vote either way, and moderate voters will vote Republican and they will vote Democrat. And if either side appeals to extremism, they're not going to vote for them. You know what I'm saying? Whereas right now, Republicans are truly appealing to get Trump's voters. They really want Trump's voters. Like Lindsey Graham says, I want to capture the magic of the MAGA movement. And I was like,
the only magic
is racism. But if that's what you want to do, cool. And so, whereas Democrats, in order for them to advance their seats, you know, America is a conservative country first. So in order to get those seats, you need to not appeal to be radical. Whereas me, I say, nigga, become radical now so they can understand who you are and get over it later. That would be my go-to.
But so I think one thing that annoys me is people's like, see, this is why you don't vote. Biden's the same as Trump. You can't, with an actual mind in your fucking head, think that these are two same niggas.
You can argue that
Biden is pussy. I won't disagree with that.
Well, no, it's not. But see, Biden's not doing it because he's scared. Biden's an old school politician. And old school politicians truly did want bipartisanship because the Democratic Party, Republican Party had liberal wings on each side and they had conservative wings. There were conservative Democrats, liberal Republicans. Now, ain't no such thing as a conservative Democrat unless you Manchin from New York, wherever he's from. Outside of that, everybody stays within their own party. And so I think Joe Biden, the nigga who been in politics for like 40 since the years, 70s, right? You know what I'm saying? He wants to reach across the map. And I feel him. It is better if we all cooperate, but there's one side of the political spectrum that just don't care. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of it, like we were saying on Cinema with the Guys about like expectations with WandaVision, it comes back to expectations which we have for politicians. When I voted for Joe Biden, there was two reasons I voted for this nigga. One, we had to get Trump the fuck out of here. I sleep much better at night knowing that Trump doesn't have the nuclear codes. Like I sleep way better at night. And number two, I voted for the nigga that's gonna have me on club couches sooner. We have already, I think they said more people have been vaccinated than people who got the virus already. He's going to reach his 100 million vaccination shit by May.
I think it just depends on what your, like you said, what your expectations were. I think a lot of people...
my expectations were tempered, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I think
a lot of people after the summer... Shout out to
Madam President Harris in 4 years.
I think a lot of people after the summer that we had expected like racism to be fixed with this election. And when certain things like that didn't seem like they were quote unquote fixed with this election, I think they feel a little bit let down or they thought that things happened. And also it's a lot of people's first time being involved with politics in general. So it's like, they think things just happen. You put somebody in office and then like everything just happens overnight and like, it's good. And again, it's not really, no, the people our age too. Like, I think it's the first time when many people our age and older, the first time when you've had so many people really invested in politics, I don't think you've ever seen, at least in my lifetime, I haven't seen as many people invested in politics or just in things in general. Even like with the stock market, people is all stocks and this and that. Niggas didn't even know nothing about it 3 weeks.
And now niggas Bobby Axelrod.
But no, like these are good things. I'm just saying it's just people's first time being involved with it. And I think that disappointment came from them not really knowing how these things work. You know, like they think that, oh, he get elected, so we're gonna get our checks tomorrow. That's not exactly how these things work.
Nah, it takes time, you know, it takes voting. And it takes some time to watch. People want, I think our generation and a good chunk of Generation Z want instant gratification. You know what I mean? Everything happens
microwave generations.
No, everything happens now. You get it now. Even like with George Floyd, with Trayvon Martin, with Eric Gardner, I was like, don't expect a wave of thing to change. I said, expect surface level changes and then it's going to go back. Like cops, the funny thing is like cops have body cameras. The niggas can turn them off. I'm not going to give you a body camera you can turn off, my nigga. Yeah. That bad boy will record 24/7. If you step out of your car to do anything, it's recorded. I'm not going to give you the option to turn it off. And if you turn it off, I'd fire you. But of course, this is what it is with cops. We respect cops too much. Cops are terrorists. What am I going to respect them for? You know what I'm saying? Why am I going to show them love? I don't have any respect for the institution of police.
I don't fuck with cops. I just don't know why.
Like Dak Prescott giving them niggas a million is crazy. Why? What did he mean that?
I'm not the one to tell people how to make their money, but I just don't understand why, if you're a black person, why you want to be a police officer.
I can. Why? I think that.
You want to change from within.
No, I just like wish that more people policed their own neighborhoods. Like, I wish that it was a thing where it's like
citizens arrest.
No. I mean, like, as in, like, I don't think a white person from fucking Palestine should be assigned to do work in Inglewood. You don't
a white person from Palestine. Oh, you're talking about
the fucking suburb.
You better get us canceled, my nigga.
I just don't think that you should be assigned to do work there because, one, you don't know the people, you don't know their mannerisms, and then basically you're coming in with all your prejudices and you're just dumping that on people and you're not even looking at them as humans, honestly. You're looking at them.
Probably, I don't think white people should be assigned to black neighborhoods.
I agree. Facts. So on that matter, I can understand why someone would say we need more black cops. That could be something that, yes, because again, if I get pulled over by somebody, and this is somebody that I may know, somebody I may have went to high school with, somebody that, you know, I have a relationship with, or somebody I know that has a relationship with, that whole interaction may go completely different.
Man, I know homies who became police after Curie, and I think you niggas are the worst people to be cops. You don't need to be cops. You niggas are power hungry. Why do you need to be a cop? You know what I'm saying?
But, and then be the worst ones.
They do. They're the worst ones, absolutely. So, no, I don't want half of them niggas to be cops. But my thing is, if you feel like, you know, I'm going to, you know, teach criminals the right way, I'm gonna correct crime, I feel like that's the wrong way to start it off. You need to be looked at as a servant, but no cop looks at themselves like a servant. They look at people supposed to listen to them like they're Judge Dredd. The institution of policing is just shit. But, you know,
I also look like even black cops. I've run into black cops who just as fucked up, some even worse than the white cops I've run into. And it goes back to what you said, Joe, about how some niggas don't need to be cops. These are niggas who weren't respected in high school and they want to be out here and pull their weight around. And it's just like, but all this shit, like you said, goes back to expectations. We want shit now. It's even the whole binging and, you know, weekly drop shit. Niggas will watch two episodes of a TV show and be like, trash. Nigga, let the show play out.
I knew this was coming back to WandaVision.
No, I'm talking about TV in general, nigga.
Scott's gonna get a Marvel takeoff. Scott's gonna defend Marvel.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about TV in general. Some people did the same shit with Snowfall, nigga. Same shit with Snowfall. You niggas ain't even watched the first two seasons. You talking about some shit trash.
I just was laughing when niggas wanted a drug dealer to have some sort of moral character. You know what I'm saying? I think the funniest thing about niggas dealing drugs, some niggas just do it for their family. I'm like, okay, sure. No, they don't. I know some of these niggas are freaking teenagers, my nigga. They don't do it because they need to feed their family. Yeah, no other choice. I mean, yeah, he did. Yeah, he had a choice, nigga. Stop selling drugs. I ain't talking about niggas who sell weed. You said do it.
I mean, they might, but you still have to have a little bit lower moral compass, I think, to literally.
I don't mind niggas selling weed. Do what you want because you're not selling poison. You're just selling weed. And weed has so many beneficial things to it. But niggas who are selling crack, come on, bro.
And niggas like, oh my God, Franklin is selling out his neighborhood. Motherfucker, that's what drug dealers do.
He is a crack dealer. What you mean? Of course he's selling out his neighborhood. He's not a good person.
He's a bad guy. But I want to talk about this royal shit before we close out. I want to talk about this Meghan Markle.
I ain't saying nothing about the queens. You can get your ass.
Nigga, in America, nigga. Fuck the queen.
I don't know what's going on. I don't even.
Elizabeth has long arms, my guy.
Basically, I guess like the royal family is, they were
racist upset. Inbred.
Yeah, these motherfuckers are racist. That's just really what it comes down to. And I guess like I don't know if she's shocked or whatever about how they were worried about how dark the baby was going to be, that he was going to lose naming rights or some shit like that. Like they weren't giving him security. And I'm like, What the fuck did you expect?
I mean, I realize, man, the monarchy itself, is it a constitutional monarchy, I think? The queen has no actual power. She has an influence, but she doesn't have any actual power. Then they're like, all right, shut up, stay in the mansion. And a lot of these niggas are freaking ancestral families who are first or second cousins or third cousins and got married. And they're racist. They're white supremacists. You know what I'm saying? and they want to uphold the look of being white and being pure. And so to hear that they were concerned about her dark, what Betty was going to get. And remember, melanin and genes, pigmentation of skin is just random. I look at my parents, my mother and my auntie. They're light skinned, but their parents, my grandparents, are dark as hell.
But see, and that broke out
into shut up, nigga. Our grandfather was dark and our grandmother was brown skinned, but my mother, my aunt came out light as hell. And you can't say, oh man, she may have been with somebody else. No, they look just like my grandfather, but that's just the way it works. But so they were thinking, oh man, Megan is gonna, her kid's gonna turn out to be dark skinned. I'm like, who cares? But you gotta realize also the royals live in an echo chamber. Them niggas don't interact with people in life. You know what I'm saying? It's the same reason they ain't like Princess Diana. Princess Diana had more interaction with people, and that's why people love Princess Diana. Princess Diana actually cared about people, and it seems like her son, Prince Harry, actually cares about people, even though Prince Harry has a little bit of, I think he said the N-word in the past or something, or he was wearing a Nazi patch.
Like a Nazi for like Halloween. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he may have learned from his mother in the brief time she was here how to be a better person. And so that's why people in the public like Princess Diana, and they like Prince Harry. But at the end of the day, nigga, they just need to get rid of the monarchy. Why are they paying them people? I don't think they pay them anymore. I think they just have real estate. But it's a stupid title. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? But then again, we're Americans. We don't like royalty anyway.
This is American. We're Americans.
You know what I'm saying? We just like niggas with money.
And then everybody's like, oh, she should never marry. Look, I'm going to let y'all get that off. I remember y'all saying, she's a Disney princess. And these motherfuckers got married. Y'all niggas woke up at like 5 o'clock in the morning to watch that damn wedding on Tia. Y'all niggas are not low, okay? Every last one of y'all. The North remembers, goddamn it. I know exactly what y'all was talking about. Like, fuck out of here. But that also went to the whole black thing, like where they was like, well, she's passed for a white. Nigga, no. She's a black woman. We have the divides as black people. Oh, you not black enough. Like, we need to stop this, okay? Like, this shouldn't be. We got to do the Rodney King. Like, why can't we all just get along? Like, niggas are never going to be united for anything.
I mean, that comes
but from no slavery. Racial group is united, period. No,
but how many racial groups are as down as our racial groups?
None.
It's our racial group. Exactly.
None. It's gonna, remember white folks ain't united much. White folks will kill each other.
They ain't got to be.
Just, I mean, they have wealth and power.
It comes from slavery.
Yes, it does.
But also at the same time, like, I hate when people say, oh, you got a drop of blood and you say you black. Like, yeah, he is. But at the same time, if he wants to acknowledge that it's something else that is a part of his culture, I don't have an issue with that.
You
it's
can
like
do
so
that,
much stuff.
But nigga, people, if you look at the backlash Tiger Woods got in 2009, you'd have thought this nigga was OJ.
Yeah,
all he did, like, was cheat on his wife.
Yeah,
that's
but like
literally if, all this nigga did.
Yeah, but if he wants to look at himself as multicultural, who the fuck am I to say?
I'm not mad at him. I'm not saying
what do you call some Kablasian or something?
Kablasian. I'm not saying
that nigga want to be.
I'm not telling you to ignore your mother's side of the family. Ain't nobody telling you to do all that. I'm just saying, yes, you are a black man, bro. And we saw how they treated your ass.
He is a Asian and black man. That's who he thinks he is.
I mean,
that's
he's
who
a black
he thinks he is.
World,
he's a black man. In America, you're a black man first.
Yeah, and then that goes back to some slave shit, bro. That
but
goes back
true.
To the slave shit.
But
about
I just gave an example
blood.
Of look how they treated this motherfucker.
I agree.
All he did was cheat on his wife. He didn't harm nobody. He ain't shooting. He ain't kill nobody. All he did was commit adultery, which every athlete since the beginning of time has done. And they this nigga could, oh, we don't know if we should invite him to Augusta. It was that type of shit. Oh, you a nigga now. That's all I say. Niggas like, oh, Patrick Holmes ain't black. Let his fiance accuse him of anything.
Cooked.
He'll be a nigga. He will be a nigga tomorrow. I'm telling you right now. So with her, yes, Meghan. Even if I look at Meghan Markle, I don't think, oh, that's a white woman. She's black. She looks mixed,
and
but
I think
she's black.
She's a mixed race woman.
You know, I know. She's black. Haisley, whatever her name was, Hosley? Whoever the one who has a black father. I was like, she has a white father? She looks like a white woman. I was thoroughly shocked. Yeah, she has a black father.
It goes back to the whole...
Her having a black father is thoroughly shocking. I was like, huh? This ain't a white woman?
It's just such a weird and tough conversation. Because like same times, I do think there's
let me fill you in on a few things, my brothers.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you about race.
Okay, go ahead.
It's stupid.
It is.
It's stupid.
Dang. You need to put your phone on the bed when we record. I hear that shit all the time.
I'm a busy man.
Yeah, okay.
Let me tell you something, bro. Race is a stupid comment. Stupid concept. Think about it. Me, you, Scott, all three of us, our ancestors had darker skin. Why do they have darker skin?
I don't know.
You all know?
No, I don't.
Radiation from the sun.
Okay. You're getting you in your third eye bag, okay?
No, it's not a third eye bag. This is science, actually.
It's not science. It's fact.
This is science. The reason why Africans or Africans or those who are, is it the Levant that you would call that? Just the actual term for the Middle East. The reason they have darker skin or like the indigenous of Australia is because of their proximity to the sun. Or look at indigenous groups who lived within the equator. Those who are close to the sun, is it certain parts of the world that have proximity to the sun, they adapted to the sun. And how they adapted to the sun? Darker skin. We have neighbors who are white. If we took them, if we could observe them for a million years, their ancestors would be black. You know what I'm saying? Race is a stupid concept. It doesn't make any sense. All it is well, nigga, you all evolved to have darker skin and therefore we're black. But at the end of the day, we're truly just human beings who just adapted. Whereas you look at white folks who are in Norway, Sweden, what are they? Blonde haired, blue eyed. They adjusted to snow. They adjusted to not having the sun for a good portion of the year. And that allowed them to have lighter skin. And I forgot the advantages of lighter skin when you don't get enough sunlight. Is it because, I don't know, I couldn't remember. But it's just such a stupid concept, you know what I mean? But in 100 or 200 years from now, our concept of black might be different. Right now, the world is devolving back to tribalism. Everybody has their tribe. You know what I'm saying? When you hear it on Twitter, those who are black LGBTQIA identify with their subgroup, you know what I'm saying? Where they're like, black cis men are a problem. And they're right. Black straight men are terrible. We've done a lot of good things. Are we white men? No. Because we don't have the power to do what white men do. But they have their own subgroup. It's just that we have their own subgroup. Black women have their own subgroup. Everybody has a tribe now. You know what I'm saying? People identify for things I'd never identify with. I mean, identify with, but that's what they have. And that's just what it is. And you can identify what you want with it, but the concept of your pigmentation is darker is just stupid to me. And it would never make sense to me. So people want the pressure to, I need to make sure that I'm appealing to black folks in my decisions. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Who cares? I'm gonna be dead in 60 years, nigga, because I'm 30 right now. Why do I care? You know what I'm saying? I tailor my decisions around making sure I'm taking care of my family, my friends, and I'm doing good to the world around me. Outside of that, I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
I respect it.
It's trivial.
I 100% agree with that, bro. 100% agree. Like, it's just, we need to stop remember that shit on Chappelle's show? I Know Black People? And when last question was, what can black people do to rise up? It's like, I don't know, can they?
That's hilarious.
I hate to terrible. Say it. That shit is terrible, but it's kind of real.
Yes,
bro.
But I think the main thing would be economics that it would take.
Yeah, but what are the realistic chances of us getting that?
What does it even mean for us to rise above? What are you talking about here?
No, I'm just saying how, like, we ain't black people.
What's the realistic chance? I mean, it could. I remember
LeBron tweet like a year or two ago, black people, we can be our own worst enemy, and niggas killed them for that.
He ain't lying.
That nigga not lying.
But that's something you don't say around white folks.
Exactly.
Say that around Negroes only. You don't tweet that.
Exactly. You can't.
You talk shit about black folks with black folks.
It's like families. You like, nigga.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You can criticize your brother, but like.
I'm not going to. Let's say me and Scott had a grievance, an actual grievance. Scott, I don't know. Cheated, or my girl cheated on him on me with Scott, which
first of all, I would never do that. Let's get that.
But if they did, I'd kill you. I wouldn't kill. I'd kill you. I would stab you through the heart. Then I'd watch you bleed out. Then I'd drink your blood as Kool-Aid. But if say if she did, I'm not gonna air that out on the timeline. That's my family. I'm gonna whoop his ass, but I'm not gonna air that out on the timeline. That type of thing is like you said, Jonathan. It stays between family. So I'm never gonna say, you know, black folks can be our worst enemy. You know what I'm saying? Or even, you know, even with black cops, the niggas will treat you worse. I'm like, I don't know. You see what it is. Now, when I'm amongst Negroes, absolutely. There's stuff I'm not gonna say now that I will talk about black folks because that's my people. I can say what I want about my people. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it don't matter. We are literally on a small blue marble in an enormous solar system in an insanely big galaxy in a near limitless universe. It doesn't matter. The universe is gonna die in 5 billion years and nothing will matter.
The aliens are coming anyway.
Them niggas gonna be dead too. Another big bang will happen, a new universe, and niggas will have no clue who we are. You know what I'm saying? The best thing you can do right now in life is live comfortably and help and other people.
Care oh, this sounds so morbid.
I'm a morbid person, my nigga.
It's true though.
Dude. I'm a morbid person. Think about it. Them vibes will be gone.
No, you're right. You are guaranteed two things in life: to be born and to die.
To die, nigga.
Yes. That is about it.
That's it. You could walk into your bathroom, slip, hit the back of your head on your freaking counter, and die.
Bye bye.
You think how crazy that is? You know what I'm saying? But the one thing that teach me is that I'm not gonna spend my life hating people. If it's one thing I know, when you have good feelings, I get like, what are some things you all enjoy?
Basketball,
sports.
Feels good to watch it, right? So you're gonna replicate that. When you hate someone, it takes a toll.
It does.
It takes a toll.
If you legitimately hate someone, it takes a toll. Yeah, legitimately hating somebody.
Like when we say we hate the Packers, we hate them in a football sense. Nah, when I walk up to a Packers fan and murder them, no, I don't care that much. I really care.
I don't know. I think you might as well. Well, I think Scott someday walks to Packers fan to fight them.
Oh, that's different. That fighting is different. Yeah. But we're talking about murder to the point
that
you
hate someone. Murder a human being.
You know what I'm saying? I do not trust white people. Do I hate white people? No. I don't trust them, though. But I don't trust them because of history, my nigga. How they've done us. But do I hate them? No. Why would I do that? I would be just as bad as them without the power, though. You know what I'm saying? And so I say that we need to live life comfortably. And the most comfortable life is when we help everybody. Everybody gets to share a piece of the pie. But niggas don't want to do that.
I treat white people like I treat Rottweilers and Pitbulls. Are all of them bad? No, but I'm not going to give them a chance to bite my ass.
Hilarious. That's how I treat your Rottweilers. Pitbulls are adorable.
Yeah, every Pitbull is, they sweethearts.
They are.
Like, nigga, that nigga is my height. That nigga will eat my head off, bro. Like, no, I'm straight.
He is.
I'm straight, bro. Still. But, yeah, we're going to wrap up, man. I mean,
putting Maggie Gyllenhaal in The Dark Knight pisses me off so much.
What a disrespect
to Katie Holmes.
By the way, an underrated first take clip is when Stephen A. Skip was going in on her ass.
I wanted to Maggie Gyllenhaal to just see that and cry.
He said, she's not like a Sanaa Lathan, a Halle Berry. And both of them, Skip was like, yeah, she was not attractive.
Just disrespectful. Just so disrespectful.
Like, if you watch Batman Begins, you see Katie Holmes. Okay.
Solid white
Katie Holmes. Katie Holmes was cute in 2005.
Exactly. You know she was solid then.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, I'd have told Joker, burn that fucking building.
Oh, I don't even care no more, bro.
Burn that fucking building, nigga.
I don't even care.
I pick Harvey. Burn that fucking building.
Nigga said, I pick Harvey.
I pick Harvey.
Burn that fucking building. Like you threatening Gotham over Maggie Gyllenhaal? Burn that shit to the ground. Like, fuck out of here.
Shout out to Jamie Foxx for stealing his homie's girl. Terrible.
Who is his homie?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. He did take Katie Holmes from Tom Cruise. Yeah,
2005. She was solid.
Yeah, she was cute.
You know,
Katie Holmes had Tom Cruise jumping up on Oprah's couch.
I know. I'm in love.
I'm in love. And then that nigga Jamie was like, "Watch this."
Cock block. Jamie, cock block, but souped up on the Barry Mackin.
Had to be to jump up on couches and tell the world you're in love,
nigga.
Don't fall in love, bro. Trash.
From a nigga that's in love, don't tell.
Oh, I love my girl. I love my girl, and I would not trade.
What's the sucky part about it?
I wouldn't trade it from the world, but I'm so vulnerable, bro. Bro, she could do so much damage.
She could injure your emotional world.
Bro, she could destroy.
That's what fall love is like. Have somebody put a gun in your heart and praying they don't pull the fucking trigger.
Exactly. Right now, she has a freaking M4 ACOG on that bad boy sitting in my heart like, I love you. And just sitting like, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Being in love is great, but bro, I am so vulnerable.
Yeah. Because they have an edge. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have an edge.
And I believe when a man and a woman fall in love, the more vulnerable person is the man.
The man, 1,000%.
I feel like the only way it works is if the man is the more vulnerable person. Because if the nigga don't give a fuck.
No, because women are naturally...
Natural nurturers.
They have,
smarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smarter. Women are smarter than
you. You know what's funny about women? Women are smarter than us, but they dumber than us at the same time.
No. They are naturally emotionally smarter than us, and that comes from how they've been treated as children. Like, we go back to it, but that how they've been treated as children. Like,
they took care of the house. You know what I'm saying? They took care of the house. I look at my grandmother. My grandmother, her name is Sharon. She raised my great aunts and uncles. You know what I'm saying? Well, my great grandmother was in the streets wilding. My grandmother raised them. So even though those are her siblings, those are her children. And she has more knowledge in her head than anybody in my family. Women are like, think about it. You know who gets the most degrees now? Women. Women dominate universities. My university, mainly women. And they be killing everybody because women, I just think women are smarter. Or maybe the fact that so many men have been through college that the skill level just starts to, whereas the skill level of women is just super high. So when I think about International Women's Day, we're talking about since we're recording on today, I think about the fact that how insanely smarter women are, how much they have to persevere, specifically minority women. But minority women, how much they've had to persevere. I mean, black women, they had it doubly worse. They had to be a woman and they had to be black.
When they talk about feminism, they do not mean our black queens.
No, they mean white people.
They do not.
White women. Right now, International Women's Day, I'm thinking about the Latinas, the black women, and Asian women who have had to struggle.
Some of the first feminists are the people who started eugenics. Yeah. Eugenics movement. They are like, I fucking forget the lady's name.
You know why Emmett Till got packed up, nigga? White women.
But one thing, I'm going to go back to what you said before we close out. Like you were saying about it, when you fall in love, you're vulnerable. Like, does that like keep you like in line, nigga?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can earth your ass.
Yeah. I don't want to be hurt.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be hurt. When me and my girl went through something earlier in the year, and she was talking about breaking up with me, I was sad boy, bro. I was out here bad. I was down bad. You know what I'm saying?
This is a very honest piece by you.
You know what I'm saying? I was down bad. She had my hearts on the string, but that's also what happens when people fall in love and that issue of control. Because when she threatened to break up with me over a very legitimate issue, I didn't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing with love. You put your heart out there. I mean, I think if I were to threaten my baby with her, she'd probably say break up with me. I'd be like, damn.
Yeah, exactly. Pull your card all the way.
No, like man breaks up with a woman, nigga, she did some wild shit. Men just don't break up with women. We just like treat you bad until you finally get tired of us.
Exactly.
That is true.
Exactly.
We don't break up with women. I've never broken up with a woman. I just like.
I've broken up with women, but it was never permanent. It was back 2 weeks later.
I don't think I've ever, this sounds terrible, been just like done fucking with a woman.
And you like Vinny on Entourage, when there was an episode where he said he never broke up with a woman before. He said, I just stopped calling her.
Yeah, we just dripped apart.
We're gonna end this with a quote from Leon Black on Curb when he said, "Hey, vagina always wins." So vagina always wins. I lost a brother to vagina. That's what I'm gonna end that on. Vagina always wins. We're gonna close out, man. Of course, we back this week. Summer Sessions OT, we had a whole crew. Don't blame us. Blame Damien's boss, who books him on Monday nights. So
maybe we just need to move to another day.
Like what? He works up until that day that he has a night shift up until the day that, you know. So we try to record on Sundays, but one or three of y'all niggas don't want to show up. I'm always here. I'm the Cal Ripken of this network.
What you mean, nigga? I just was cooking, bro.
Okay, sometimes you be like, oh, my throat hurt.
Bro, let me tell you something. I don't want to do anything in life.
You don't.
I don't
y'all got to understand, anything. My brother don't want to do shit, okay?
Nothing.
When he does it, like, sometimes, you got this nigga, I had to get this nigga to send him with the guy's schedule on Saturday for this upcoming week, so he has enough time to know these are the days this nigga got
to
be ready.
So I have enough time to care.
And then you got to remind the nigga the night before, hey, don't forget you said this in the morning, hey, in a couple hours, right?
For me, just to simply care.
Just for you to do what you sitting in that chair anyway, playing a video game.
Like I'm doing right now.
you don't want to do it.
I just don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? I live life. I want to do nothing. I want to chill and be left alone.
But see, that's the ultimate goal. That's the American dream, to not do anything.
I was looking at a video of Walter Cronkite, who was an old school reporter, and he said, soon the Americans will work 30-hour work week and have month-long vacations with the process of automation. And you think, man, that was an American goal back in the 60s. Now, no, nigga, you're working till you die, and you're going to work 20 jobs in between that. Nigga, month-long vacation. Dude, you know how happy the working class would be if you got to work only 30 hours a week? In addition to that, you have month-long vacations. Think about that. You're like, yeah, man, November was a hard month, but I'm off all December. You know how cold that would be, bro? Yeah. I just wish, I wish that there's a communist inside of me, because I wish that those who had money cared about the working class.
But when you have money, you have to be a certain type of person to care about the working class.
That's true.
If you had a lot of money, let's be real, how much you gonna care about the working class?
Me? A lot. That's just my character.
Yeah, Joe will care.
You know that's my character.
Ask me Scott, how much would I care?
None at all.
Who would give a shit?
I think Jonathan would.
It depends on the day. It depends. Wow. Jonathan or Pappy? There's two dudes.
That is hilarious. The vibe collective. Hey, man, that vibe Nito thing.
Vibe Nito or Jonathan McCoy? That's the question. Jonathan McCoy, yes.
But I think Jonathan would be fair to if he had employees.
I'm gonna be a fun boss when I'm an employee. When I have employees, I mean.
Shoot, watch when we get employees, nigga. They're gonna say the barber's chair is an abusive workplace. We don't get paid enough. And I'm like, this is crap. this is lies.
Nigga, barber's chair network, SUH entertainment, we fun places to work. As long as you do your job. You do your job. You want a happy hour, nigga. It's gonna be a fun place to work. It's gonna be
I would be a terrible businessman because I would give so many concessions to those who work. I'd be like, hey, nigga, you feel bad today? Don't come in, bro. Just chill out. I'd never make money.
No, I do that too. I'm finna have on campus therapists. Billions, nigga. Bobby Axelrod had a therapist on site.
I want on campus that. I want maternity and paternity leave. I don't know if you call it paternity, but the husband can leave with the wife for maternity leave to stay with
their fathers family. Matter too. You know fathers matter too.
Can't say that on Twitter, which is just so stupid. You can't even say fathers matter.
You know, what? I saw something.
I hate Twitter. I hate people.
I saw something on Twitter that from a certain Twitter account that me and Joe know is one of the worst women we've ever met in our life. I will not put her name out here. And you know exactly who the fuck I'm talking about.
I do.
Exactly. So she was talking about, and then she was like, men are just not supposed, we're not put on this earth to make women honest. I'm like, first of all, are niggas ain't shit? Yes. If I had to put a percentage on it, 80% of niggas ain't shit. I will not.
Men are terrible.
Men are terrible. 80% of niggas.
Oh, people are terrible, period. But the ratio is higher for men.
Oh, nigga. But see, that's my next point, though, Pav. Women ain't shit either. We need to stop this shit. Like, women are just amazing and they don't do anything.
Yeah,
Y'all spoke to yourselves?
I learned that midway through my 20s. They're like, yo, women can be wrong.
Women are terrible human beings too.
Like, women can be wrong.
Some women on Twitter act like, and I'm like I said, I'm this is not absolving men of their ain't shitness. I say their. I'm not with them. Their ain't shitness. But a lot of y'all ain't shit too. Like, they act like women are just, we're the right. No, I've met some terrible women.
I think a lot of women have mental issues that don't know it, but like actual mental issues.
Speak on it,
like,
bro.
For real mental issues. Talk don't
to
know it.
These it was, niggas.
Definitely was caused by men, though, in a good chunk of that. We're the cause for a lot of women's problems.
Was it?
But women it also really cause we, a lot of
women
problems.
Cause a lot of their own it? Problems.
People niggas, period can cause their own.
Women like, be hating their mamas, G. It be a lot of women who don't get along with their mamas, G.
I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Because typically, with women and their fathers who are there, they love their fathers. You know what I'm saying? And men love their mothers. But when you talk about men even love their fathers. The father's terrible. If a father was there, men love their father. You know what I'm saying? Even hearing Freddie Gibbs, you know, no disrespect to Freddie Gibbs, but I just assume nigga to have a father who's grown up. He talks about his pops. I'm thinking, huh?
You see this nigga on IG in the Benz with his daddy. You're like, damn, I didn't know this nigga had
a father. You had a father. All right. But for those who, for the women who had both, man, they be in a hate. Like, even my old auntie, she didn't get along with my grandmother. It wasn't until they got older.
Honestly, bro, it'd be like one thing I learned, I recently learned, is like hormones is like a real thing. But it's like they might not even understand.
Hormones are a real thing. The floor is made of floor.
No, but but they might not even have a full grasp of one.
The floor is made of floor.
But they might not even have a full grasp of one, how much their hormones are affecting them. And then you put all that estrogen in one household. And
yeah. I just want men and women. This is both sides.
Yo, why you looking like that?
Where we going with this, brother? We getting problematic. You said estrogen. Nah, was like, hold on now.
I mean, he's right,
like,
though.
No, literally, I remember I had a girl tell me one day, she was like, yo, like, I know that when I'm on my period, like, even when I'm dating somebody, I make sure he has a period calendar of me. So it's like, yo, I know these days I might be wild, irrational. It's not me, though. I can't really control it. I know it's not me. And I'm going to let you know, like, just ahead of time, like, yeah, she might not be on the same, you know, she might not be, this might not be the time for her.
You might be big wilding.
Exactly. But it's like, it's not even like, I want to do this. I can't really control my emotions right now.
Women always stress communication and be terrible at communication.
Yeah.
Think about it. How many women do you know are good communicators? I love my mother.
None.
She don't be communicating. None. How many times we just say, my mama just be mad and then thought and say, well, you supposed to do that. You never told me that.
The funny thing now is in her, as she's getting older, she would admit that. She like, I'm just being petty. I'm like, thank you. I respect it.
That's all I wanted.
I walked into her room and I was like, she just started talking to me. I'm like, no, I'm like, you're being petty. He's like, yes. I'm like, okay, I feel you. I'm gonna give you a space.
Just let me know. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just let me know you're being petty. Women are bad communicators.
Like I said, I had one.
But when you say we are bad communicators, I'll say men are stupid. You know how easy it is to get the truth out of men? We're not freaking cerebral assassins.
I think a lot of times people say we're bad communicators because they don't want to pay attention to us.
Yes. And also,
speak on it, brother.
A lot of knowledge darts being thrown on this podcast the last couple weeks.
Attention to a nigga.
Nigga say, man, that talk will hit me right in the field, bro. I did the same thing. Went the same thing my family. I was like, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all niggas, man, because we got real vulnerable, #vulnerable last week on this podcast. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all.
Like I said, nigga, fuck Jonathan. He's one of the strongest people I know.
Yeah, John don't know how strong
Shut up,
he
nigga.
Just...
Shut up.
Let us compliment you.
Let us compliment you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I joke about with John on Twitter, but if a nigga ever came from, I kill you.
And it goes back to what you said about around family. We can make fun of Pappy.
We can make fun of Jonathan. You can't.
We
make
can
fun
tell
of
this nigga his jokes.
We
his
I don't know Pappy since British Knights, my nigga. You remember them? You remember the joints you had?
Yeah, the British Knights.
The
Nights,
BKs. You know what I'm saying?
I did have the British Knights. I was gonna say
we can cover Pappy. You can't. The funny thing is when
niggas
cover,
try to crack
up. He
don't care about shit.
You be like, oh man, do this problem. He be like, all right.
It's okay. An amazing skill.
You're like, I feel you. Leave it alone. I'm like, nigga, what? I'd be angry.
Nigga,
you
get like, I'm going to give you three jokes. You get to that fourth of them. All right, we riding?
Then I'm angry.
Right. You know that's the natural Chicago public school instinct kicking. Oh,
when niggas was talking about WandaVision and I said, oh, man, she's a mute. Nigga, like, are you stupid? I'm like, okay. I said, after this, send me your address. Then I'm pulling up. Then we're going to see how funny it is. Are you a woman? Where your father? I'm beating up your father in front of you.
He gonna be like, Cam Newton, where your daddy at?
That's why I told my girl. I said, you ever cheat on me? I'm beating up your brothers.
Nigga,
I said,
I'm gonna
pull him out of the house.
I'm taking it out on somebody.
I said, he's paying for your sins.
I'm crying.
That's fucking.
No, hilarious. Yeah, but no, seriously, like, I feel like a lot of times men don't get paid attention to it. They say we're bad communicators. It's like, no, gee, this nigga. If you were to pay any attention to this nigga at all. What it went completely without saying.
Men's mental health is not respected enough. You know what I'm saying?
Men don't respect. Men don't respect.
Men don't
mental
we don't respect
health.
The whole mental health.
We don't respect.
Nigga, you getting therapy?
You know what I'm saying?
Kind of nigga are you?
Kind of pussy ass nigga.
Look, what y'all want to say? Don't talk to other people about your problems. Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Deal with it till you die. Be a man.
Be a man.
Men don't respect their own mental health.
Exactly. Be a man.
But even me, I even get to a point where I'm like, you talking about it too much. Shut up, nigga. Get over it. Yeah. I even had that toxicness where I got to get rid of it. I'm like, I stopped complaining. Shut up.
But like I said on the last episode, I feel like men should be able to be vulnerable. At the same time, I still think you should be a man. And women know this shit too. Women got to start acting. Don't no woman want an emotional bitch ass nigga. Let's be 100% real about this shit here. Okay? They don't. Stop acting like you do. You don't.
Yeah, emotional. Overly emotional men is
You a grown ass man. Look, you can be have a space to talk about your feelings. That's fine. I'm not telling you to be macho and all that shit. But in the day, like even if I have a son, like I said, my son fall off a bike, you know, make sure you know he take care of. I'm like, get your ass back on that bike. The fuck is you doing? Get back on the motherfucking bike.
Because our father wouldn't do that to us.
Okay.
Right, nigga. I'm hungry, nigga.
Okay, yeah. I'm so not eating. I'm glad you kept it real. And I got to use the bathroom. Nigga. But yeah, bro, since 2 p.m., nigga, it's 10.
Since 2 p.m.
Yeah, you got to feed yourself, bro. But anyway, we're going to get out of here, man. I'm not going to name all our ads. You know where to follow us. Y'all listen to the shit every week. Patreon.com/Barbershare Network. We'll holler at y'all on Friday.